Matthew chapter 24. Good to have our good friends from Toledo with us today, Joe and Cindy. Yeah, it's always great to have them. David Richard was talking to me this week about a rabbi over in Israel. And I'm going to read some statements that he made. He's about a week ago, he passed away. But he made some statements about a Messiah coming. They actually believe the Messiah is there. And I want to address a thought to you this morning. How will we know? And I'm going to preach a message and a thought. How will we know? And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 24. We'll look at verse 1 through 5. I might want to say this chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark 13, those are all kingdom chapters. We're going up before the kingdom. We're going up 7 years before the revelation. And this refers to when, actually this is talking about when Christ will come back in his revelation. So, but I'm going to give you some truths to look at, because there's going to be questions. How would we know right now if Christ was here? How would we know? There's a rabbi over there in Israel. He says he was 105 years old when he died. He died about a week ago. He said he met the Messiah. Now, Christ is the Messiah. And I want to try to just make you think with me today. And I want you to understand some scripture so you never get tossed to and fro. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to, before the coming of Christ for us, you're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to see a lot of things. You're going to wonder a lot of things. And I hope I can give you some truth from God's Word this morning that would actually set you free so you can never be taken away or deceived and tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. Amen? How about amen on that? Amen. Notice Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 5. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Remember Jesus said, he said, you tear that temple, that building down, in 3 days I'll raise it up, because he was talking about his body. And he did that very thing. They crucified and they put him in a tomb. And 3 days later, our Savior, he rose from the dead. He's risen. He's raised. He's real. He's reigning. And one day, hallelujah, he's going to return. They're asking him about this. They're concerned. How are we going to know about your return? Notice what it says. And Jesus said to them, verse 2, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, by the way, that's exactly where he left in Acts chapter 1, and that's exactly where he's going to return. Acts chapter 1, verse 10 through 11, he literally left off there. And when he comes back, he's going to, I believe the very, Brother Fred, I believe the very place where his foot left, the very spot that his foot lifted off in the mount, I believe that his foot's going to touch down in that very spot that it left at. I believe that. Right back where, Brother Coolidge, he's going to come right back where he left. Amen? And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, what shall these things be? And what shall be the sign? The Jews always require a sign, but the Greeks, the West Virginia folks, they seek after wisdom. Amen. The Gentiles. That's what the scripture says. In the Greek, it says that, West Virginia. Almost heaven, Lizzie. Almost heaven. Amen. And what shall we? Actually, it says in Corinthians 1:21 that the Jews seek a sign, but the Greeks seek wisdom. Okay. Anyways, and we gotta let everybody in, folks. Not just West Virginians can't keep it all to ourselves. Amen. Alrighty. And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and the end of the world? By the way, the world's not ending. Even after Jesus comes back, there's another 1,000 years. Trust me. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He's got a millennium yet, even when it comes. Jesus said, unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Look at verse 23 also. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christs, false prophets, that shall show great signs, wonders, insomuch that it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I told you before. Wherefore, verse 26, if they shall say unto you, Matthew 24, but he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. I want to speak to you on the subject. How will we know? Heavenly Father, help me to be a blessing today. I sure want to be. And Lord, I pray for every Christian that they would be edified. And Lord, that they would know in their heart how they'll know when they're going to see Christ. And Father, if there's anyone be here that doesn't know Jesus as Savior, I pray today they'll see that Christ loves them so dearly and that he died, shed his blood for their sins. Not for their sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And Lord, that they can have eternal life by putting their faith and trust in the risen Savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Help us all to look to you. Help us understand the truth that you show us in your holy word. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. In our text, the disciples asked Jesus in verse 3 how they would know his coming. The question Jesus, they said, how will we know? Jesus, how will we know? Jesus answered them immediately. He warned them of worldly deceptions. Look at the first statement that he made in verse 4. Look at verse 4. Matthew 24. He makes six or seven statements here. I'm going to show them to you. And he said in verse 4, take heed. Now, if you're supposed to take heed, are you supposed to be are you supposed to give them attention then? Are you supposed to be listening? In other words, hey, listen up. I want to tell you something. Take heed. What I'm going to tell you is important for your life to understand. You know, it's a shame the world's going by so fast, Brother Bobby. They ain't got no time for Jesus. They ain't got no time for his word. They ain't got no time for what God wants in their life. I think we need to stop, like the scripture says in Psalms, and be still and know God. Yeah. Psalms 40, verse 10. Be still and know God. Amen? And so, he said in the first statement, he says, I want you to take heed that no man deceive you. How many see that? In other words, Jesus is warning us in verse 4, don't put your trust in man. I'm glad you have honor for your pastor, but I'm just a man. I'll try not to fail you, but I can fail you, and chances are I will let some of you down because I'm just made of clay just like you. And Tommy is... You don't have to follow me as a man, but as I lead you in God's word, as long as I'm showing you folks God's word, you trust me. Because then you're not trusting me, Brother Eddie. You're trusting God. How many understand what I'm trying to show you? Don't trust man, trust God. Now, if God's man's giving you God's word, you can trust it. But if I don't give you God's word, then you don't have to trust it. See, God says, he warns us, don't put your trust in man. See, there's a coming man soon. There's a coming man in the near future. His name is Antichrist. And the world is going to put their trust in that Antichrist. And Christ is saying, don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Son of God. Jesus warns in verse 4, don't put your trust in man. I thought of scripture. Isaiah 2:22 says this. Cease ye from man. Oh, I remember these scriptures he taught me in Bible college years ago. Still in my heart, though. That's why when you're young, you should put scriptures in your heart. And when you get old like preacher, you still have them. Isaiah 2:22 says, "Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of?" Don't account man, unless they got God's word. Don't put a lot of stock in man. Amen? Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." We're trusting people that we ought not be trusting. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Then he says, "Who can know it?" It's beyond knowing. See, we're born with a fallen nature. We inherited it from Daddy Adam back in the Garden of Eden. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. There's none righteous, no, not one." Notice, Jesus is shown in verse 4 for us to take heed that man will fail you, man will deceive you, man will hope to bring you down. Don't put your trust in man. You need to trust God and His Word. Can anyone say amen? Romans 3:4 says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." That's what the Word of God says. Romans 3:4. How you like all them Romans? Aren't they great? By the way, I'm in Romans on Tuesdays, 7 to 9 o'clock. We'll be finishing off the whole world guilty this coming Tuesday. And we'll be starting the doctrine of justification. Just like throwing in, didn't cost you nothing. And it's free on Tuesday night, 7 to 9, 2 hours. Notice, "Let God be true," Romans 3:4, "but every man a liar." Jesus said in verse 4, number 1, you need to take heed. Take heed that you don't trust man. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word," how many got a King James Bible? "Thy word," the Bible God gave us, "thy word is truth." So, in John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So listen, we need to listen to the words that Jesus speaks to us in His Holy Word. What I want to show you is this. The answers to the questions to life, the answers to the questions that they ask, and the answer to some of the questions that you have in your heart, the answers, the real true answers, are found within the Holy Bible, the Scriptures that God gave us. Scripture says in John 8:32, "You know the truth sets you free." And so, I want us to notice Matthew chapter 24. We notice verse 4, it says, the words of Jesus. Let's look at what Jesus spoke to us, because, Eddie, that's what's all important, what Jesus speaks. Matthew 24, verse 4, number 1, he said, "Take heed, let no man deceive you." In other words, don't put your trust in man. Number 2, look at verse 5. He said, "Many shall come in my name." Look at verse 5. The second thing he said there, "Many shall come in my name." Don't be surprised if you hear people say, "Hey, I'm Christ." We've seen a lot of that in our lifetime already. Down through the centuries, people have been saying, "I'm Christ, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Savior, I'm the Redeemer." You know what? But at the end, they found out that He wasn't. They weren't. Amen? Down through times of centuries, people have claimed to be the Savior, the Son of God, and people have followed them. That's sad, isn't it? And as we draw nearer and nearer to Christ, the time of Christ appearing, many, I believe, will come on the scene and claim they are Christ, even at a higher rate. Yeah, I was sharing this with, I think, Brother Joe or somebody yesterday. I'm telling you, the world's looking for someone to lead them. And they don't care who it is. They're just looking for someone to lead them. I really believe, Eddie, you and I could go out in California, you can get one end of the beach, I get the other end of the beach, and we'll put a robe on and a towel around our head and just sit there. I wouldn't trade my Chevrolet for a Honda. But we could sit there with a towel around our head and a robe on us and just sit there in that sand and, you know. And people, you'd be surprised. Next thing, you'd draw a crowd. What should we do, Rabbi? Go down to McDonald's, get me double cheeseburger. And the world today will believe a lie before they'll believe truth. And the Bible says when Christ comes back, that there'll be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm going to tell you right now, trust me, there's an evil spirit going out and it's deceiving people today. The world wants to... You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know there's something going on in this world. They think something maybe big is going to happen today at the Super Bowl. And I don't know. It might. Who knows? I'm going to tell you. But the world, all the hurricanes and tidal waves and earthquakes and everything else is going on, and tsunamis. And listen, we've got warm weather here, warmer than we've almost ever had. And Russia's got coldest that they've ever, the polar caps are melting. And they wonder what people are saying, what on earth is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Jesus is coming back. You say, I don't believe it. It doesn't matter. He's still coming back. Brother Mel, Noah tried to warn him. I like that name, Noah. Noah tried to warn them back in his day that the flood was coming, and they had a deaf ear. They had a deaf ear to truth. Sad in America today and over the world, most people have a deaf ear to the truth. But they'll believe a lie. You act like you're off the wall. They'll sit right by and say, tell me what to do. It's sad, isn't it? Listen, let me give you a couple examples. I just took these two. There'll be tons of them. I just thought you'd relate to these. Maybe some of the first one. The kids might not relate to the first one, but the younger ones, but the older ones. Some that we can really, like false Christ that came in just this our century, a few years back. There was a man named Jim Jones. Had a big cult around him. Many people followed him. And they all died. David Koresh thought he was the Christ. Claimed he was Christ. Did you ever notice something about them? All those people who followed Jim Jones and David Koresh, they followed two men and they died believing they found the Savior. Listen, they all died deceived. Because those men, no matter what they claim, and sun, moon, and everybody else wants to claim it, they're not the Savior. There's only one Savior. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Scripture says there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Acts 4:12 says there's no other foundation given whereby men must be saved, no other name given under heaven whereby, and that name is Jesus Christ. Scripture says if thou believe in the heart the Lord Jesus and believe in the heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses man salvation. Unto who? Unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If your eyes are anywhere on focus other than Christ, you've got your eyes on the wrong person. Preacher, how will we know who the real Messiah is? The real Savior. When all these false people are coming up, how can we distinguish between what's right and what's wrong? We'll know. We'll know by the truth that Jesus told us. Number one, what is some of the truth? Number one, verse 4, he said, don't trust man. Number 2, verse 5, many will come saying that they are Christ. Watch out, because many are going to say that. Verse 5, number 3, many will be deceived. I'm going to tell you, people are going to be deceived when they... I want to read to you what David Richard shared with me this week. This is dated January 29th, 06. We're at February 5. So what is that, six, seven days? Less than a week ago. Now this wonderful rabbi in Israel, he was noted as one of the greatest rabbis of his time. He died. He was 105 when he died. I've never been good about saying names, but senior rabbi Kabbalist, he's the elder there. When he died last week, there was 300. I thought we had a lot at the funeral last week with almost 1,000 in Toledo, Ohio, for Brother Spud. Over 300,000 at the funeral of the world's senior Kabbalist rabbi. 300,000. He passed away last week, and over 300,000 people participated in his funeral. But I want you to know something about this rabbi, what he said. Matter of fact, the Bible says, this newsreel clipping that I have, the police, I imagine they did, the police closed off Jerusalem streets for the Sunday afternoon funeral. I imagine 300,000 people, I imagine a few streets were closed down. Amen? But here's what they said about this rabbi. They said they blessed him that he might live to see the final Redeemer came true. The rabbi's closest followers say that on November 4th, 2003, he reportedly said that the Messiah is not promoting himself, and that a study of his words in recent months would provide hints of his identity. He is not saying, I am the Messiah. Give me the leadership. Rather, the nation is pushing him to lead them. After they find, in my words, signs. The Jews love them signs, man. Signs showing that he has the status of Messiah. It goes on to say, he quoted as saying that the imminent arrival of Messiah will save Jerusalem. Can I say something? When the real Messiah does come, he will save Jerusalem. So what they're saying is true. Although I don't believe he's referring to the right Messiah. Are you still with me? See, the Bible says that Israel is blind in part. But one day, God, when Christ comes back, they're going to receive their Messiah. Jesus came unto his own, John 1:11, and his own received him not. But as many now as received Christ, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. 1:12 of John. Notice, Messiah will save Jerusalem from Islam and Christianity that wish to take Jerusalem from the Jewish nation. But they will not succeed. They will fight each other. The Jews, boy, I love this. The Jews must come to the... This is what the rabbi was saying before he died, Eddie. This man was the highest ranking, and they all looked up to him. The Jews must come to the land of Israel to receive our righteous Messiah, who hath begun his influence and will reveal himself in the future. Can I just read to you an Old Testament passage of Scripture that's prophecy? This rabbi was telling all the Jews from all over the world, you got to get back to Israel. You got to come back to Israel, because when you come back, the Messiah will reveal himself. And he won't till you come back. So I want all of you to come back. Later on he says, not only that, there's going to be all kinds of destruction in the world. So you need to be in Israel so you'll be protected. You know, I haven't heard anything about hurricanes going through Jerusalem. I haven't heard any earthquakes over there in Jerusalem. I haven't heard of one tornado. I haven't heard one volcano. I haven't heard one tsunami over there. That's amazing. You know, maybe it's one of the safest places in the world would be in the apple of God's eye, Jerusalem. Can anyone say amen? I want to read to you from Ezekiel. This is so exciting. I want to tell you, kids, this might be boring to you, but it's true. And Jesus is coming back. And what's so excited about it, Brother Young, the priest in Israel and Jerusalem now are saying, they are saying the words that Christ said would happen. Ezekiel 36, verse 16, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the Son of Man, when the house of Israel dwell in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherein they had polluted. And boy, that's how come Israel's been judged. And I scattered them among the heathen. That's who we are. You Gentiles, are you with me? Don't be offensive. And they were dispersed. Listen, in 70 A.D., General Titus of the Roman army went in and destroyed Rome and destroyed Jerusalem and everything around it. And from that time on, Israel was the people of Israel was dispersed all through the world without a nation. Are you with me? Without a place that they could call their homeland. And then in 1948, they became a nation for the first time in over 2,000 years. Can anyone say amen? And then they got Jerusalem back in 67. Oh, I'm going to tell you, God knows what he's doing. But watch. He said, I'll scatter them, verse 19. And they would disperse through the countries and according. But you know, ever notice something, Brother Brian? Something special about them precious, wonderful Jewish people. No matter where the Jewish people went, I don't care what country they were always known as a Jew. They never lost their identity. You know, like America's got we're a melting pot of all kinds of different nations and blood. But no matter if the Jews in America, they're still a Jew. If they're in Africa, they're a Jew. If they're in Russia, they're a Jew. They never lost their identity. I just want you to think about that. And Brian, they haven't had a country for 2,000 years. Think about that. And yet they still never lost their identity. Yeah. That's something to think about. I wonder if God had anything to do with that. I kind of think he did. Notice. In verse 20. And when they entered into heathen, where they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, they are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of the land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, where they went. Therefore, verse 22, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name. God wanted to show the world he could keep a people alive no matter what they try to do to kill them. Which you have profaned among the heathen, whether you were, and I will sanctify my great name, verse 23, Ezekiel 36, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, and I will be sanctified in you before their eyes. For look at verse 24. What did you say, Rabbi? What did you say, Rabbi, over in just a few days ago? Come back, come back. For I will take you among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Listen, All that rabbi was doing was saying prophetic scripture. And now the time is God's, even though he was trying to speak for some, really, it was God using him to speak to all the Jews. Come back. Come back. Come back. And God says, right before I come back, I'm going to bring you back. Guess what? Israel is coming back. Guess who comes back after them? The Messiah. Can anyone say amen? Notice also, I noted on Thursday night, this is October 19th, 05, Rabbi Yishka, the same man, said, the Jews must come to our land of Israel to receive our righteous Messiah, who hath begun his influence and reveal himself in the future. He quoted also Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 15. They got pictures of him, by the way. Maybe I'll leave them out there for you to see him. The rabbi urges Jews to Israel ahead of upcoming disasters. You read the book of Revelation, it's scary. If you saw the coming disasters that talked about in the book of Revelation, you'd be terrified. More than two-thirds of the world dies during the tribulation. I'm glad we're not going to be here. See, they got some of the truth there. They're just not putting in the right perspectives. Are you still with me? Tuesday night, the return to Israel due to natural disasters which threaten to strike the world. I'm telling you, we haven't seen it all. It's just beginning to start. You think what we saw this last year was bad? Wait till the coming years. It's going to get more terrifying as the days go by. Are you a defeatist preacher? No, I just believe what the scripture says, and I know what day I live in. The Jews of the world need to come in here. It is incumbent upon them to return to the land due to the terrible national disasters which threaten the world. He says, hey, you Jews over there in America. Hey, you Jews in those other countries. Get out of there, man. There's going to be all kinds of catastrophes. Get back here. Like, remember when Egypt and Moses and Goshen, nothing came down on God's people? He's going to protect them during the trib in a land called Petra. Can anyone say amen? Notice, he said the upcoming year, which is now, would be a year of secret revelation in the world. And we are now in the fourth year of what could be the seventh. They always use that word, that number seven. 7-year redemption period, according to the calculation. However, in the coming 3 years, uncertainty about the future will hang over our heads unless we work and strive that Messiah be revealed. There is going to be a Messiah revealed, by the way, during the upcoming, but it's going to be a false Messiah. When the Messiah comes, they'll know who the real Messiah is. Messiah is already in Israel. I believe the Messiah is, the false Messiah is there in Israel, ready. Because, Brother Carl, we're so close to the rapture. When we get raptured out, the Antichrist will come on the scene. And the world's going to embrace him as God. Trust me, you read Revelation 13, it'll tell you that. Notice, the Messiah is already in Israel. I believe he is alive. Not the real Messiah. The real Messiah is in heaven. But I believe the false Messiah is living right now. Wherever people are sure will not happen, it's liable to happen. Whenever we are certain will happen may disappoint us. But the end, there will be peace throughout the world. The world it will become a sweet place of justice. It's true. When Jesus comes back, when the Messiah, he will. Great tragedies in the world are foreseen. That the thing of the Jews going to the east, but our enemies will not prevail over us. The land of Israel fear and trembling will fall upon them in the power of Torah. And it just goes on. I just want to read this one last thing. It says, he made this statement. This is kind of a good one, Bob. Rabbi Kadura has told the students that the current government, now he made this statement a few months ago, will be the last one of the old era. By the way, if he's right, how close is the rapture? He is on record as saying Sharon will be the last prime minister in Israel, and that the new government will already have leadership of the Messiah era. Just I wanted to read that to you. I wanted you to think about that, and I wanted to explain something to you before we go home. Now, notice, by the way, there is going to be a one world peace, a one world government, and there's going to be a 7-year peace treaty with Israel. Are you with me? The Antichrist is going to make a 7-year peace treaty. He's going to break it in the middle, but he's going to make a 7. And Eddie, all the time, they're always talking about 7 years. Wouldn't surprise me if they had a 7-year peace treaty. Of course, the Bible says they are. Amen. Notice with me now, I want to try to put all this together for you. So in verse 3, Jesus said, in verse 5, many will be deceived. In verse 23, number 4, Jesus said, when man tells you, here is Christ, verse 23, what are you supposed to do? Believe it not. Right, Brother Tom. If they say, here's Christ, believe it not. Why are we not going to believe it? Because Jesus said not to believe it. Not because Pastor Skyver said, but Jesus said it. Can anyone say amen? Verse 24, the fifth thing, Matthew 24. Some will show great signs and wonders. Listen, the guy that comes on the scene, he's going to be a miracle worker, man. He's going to do special things, special powers, special gifts. And people are going to say, he's got to be God. But Jesus is already telling you, hey, this guy is going to be, it's false. He's going to have some special powers. But look at verse 26, the sixth thing. It's amazing. Sixth number of man is the sixth statement he makes. When they say he is in the desert place or in secret chambers, believe it. Not. Davey, if someone asks you, do you believe that's the Messiah over in Israel that the Bible talks about, tell them, Jesus said, believe it not. Can anyone say amen? And it doesn't matter if that rabbi says it or I say it, believe or not. The real Messiah said, Jesus, the Son of God, in Matthew 24:26 said, believe it not. Stay. Are you still with me? Now, did you notice in two verses, 23 and 26, Jesus repeated the same statement. Believe it not. Now, two is the number of witness. And so God's trying to witness to all the world. Listen, don't get taken in by a false prophet, by a false Christ. Believe it not. The question comes in, preacher. How will we know then what is the real Messiah? And not real Messiah. Jesus, in his holy word, lets us know the answer. How to know that? Are you still with me? In review, here's how what we know. If we're going to get the answer, is it going to come from the Bible? Yes. All right, here's what we know from God's word already. Number one, verse 24:4, Jesus taught us not to trust man. Number two, Matthew 24:5, he said, many will come and say, I'm Christ. We've seen that already, haven't we? Number three, Matthew 24:5, people will be deceived. And they already have. We've seen it by thousands. And number four, when man tells you, here is Christ, 24:23, believe it not. The fifth thing, Matthew 24:24, some will show great signs and wonders, even deceiving many. Number six, Matthew 24:26, when they say Messiah, he is in the desert or secret place, believe it not. Stay with me, I got just two more things. I'm going to put it all together for you. Number seven, we know Jesus is risen from the grave, alive, and ascended at the right hand of the Father in heaven. We know that. Scripture teaches that. Look at Acts chapter 1 real quick. I'll quote the other scripture. Acts chapter 1, and look at verse 9, 10, 11. See, you got to set people free with truth. And the word is truth. You don't have the Bible, you ain't got truth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud and received them out of their sight, Christ. And while they looked steadfast towards, the disciples looked steadfast toward heaven, what did they look up? Yeah. Behold, two men, angels, stood by them in white apparel, which said, ye men also of Galilee, why stand ye up gazing into heaven? This same Muhammad, Allah, John Smith, I can't even say her name, some stupid woman, Mary Bacon Eddy, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't say that, does it? Who's it say? Jesus. See, this same Jesus, which is taken up. See, Christ is up. He's in heaven right now. He's ascended on high. Are you with me? He's up, taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So we have a promise. Not only do we know the truth that Christ has risen, but he's ascended and he's in heaven. Right? And also we have a promise that he's going to return. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. So in John 14, 3, Jesus promised that he would return for us. Here it is. Last one's going to put it all together for you. We know we have a promise of his coming back. And we Christians also know from our study of the scriptures that there are two separate stages of his return. There's the rapture, which the Bible calls a mystery in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 53. Behold, I show you a mystery. We should all sleep, but be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye. Are you still with me? It's a mystery. In other words, it's a snatching out. It's a taking out. People are going to wonder, what happened to Arlene Robinson? What happened to her? What happened to Coolidge? What happened? Where are these people? What happened to that deacon down at Mac? What happened to those guys? They're gone. They'll swing by on Sunday. Nobody would be at Bethel hardly. Where's everybody at? The Martians came. Took them all. You see, when Jesus comes, Brother Bobby, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I know it takes time, but you need to get this in your heart. You say, I know it. Yeah, I know it, but I want you to have it even more. Because God told me to preach it to you. Look at verse 15. Well, look at verse 14. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, do you believe that? Have you asked Christ into your heart? Have you taken him as your Savior? Have you been born again, washed in the blood? If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with them? For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain in the coming of the Lord. He's coming, isn't he? Shall not prevent them which are asleep, those that have already died. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. That's where he's at right now. You can't come down till you go up. He's already up. The next thing for him is to come back down. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Yeah, that's why we're shouters around here. We get excited about it. With the voice of the archangel, trump of God, dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught together with them over in Jerusalem. No. We're going to be caught with them in the clouds. To meet the Lord in the air. I'm terrified of heights, but I won't be that day. Isn't that great? God's going to cure me of that. You kids think there's a roller coaster ride in Cedar Point that's great. Wait till you get on the ride called the Rapture. Hey. Never seen it on this fashion. I just hope they have Cedar Point French fries up there when I get there. Won't have to worry about my weight then. Notice, we're caught together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to meet Him. Where are we going to meet Him? I'm going to give you a truth now. Circle that. We're going to meet Him in the air. See, you can learn from Scripture. See, Joe, when they tell us that the Messiah is over in Jerusalem right now, I know that's not true. Because I'll never see the Messiah on earth before I first see Him in the air. You that are Christians, the next time we're going to really see Jesus face to face, don't believe anybody that says they saw Him on earth. I just believe the Bible. How many are with me? Because you're going to be hearing a lot of this, Lizzie. People are going to say, He's there. Christ is there. And say, wow, could He have came? No. Not if you believe the Bible. Bobby, the next time you and I are going to see Him, we're going to see Him in the clouds. When Christians see Christ, they don't see Him in the clouds. And 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 53, 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 through 18, the rapture is in secret, and it's a mystery to man. Now watch. By the way, did you ever think about this, Tom? We're going to meet Him in the air. When He appears, here's one for you. When He appears, we're going to meet Him in the air. When Christ appears, we that are saved are going to meet Him in the air. Are you with me? Colossians, interesting, Colossians 3:4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. There ain't nothing glory down here. Just thought I'd throw that in for an extra. Can anyone say amen? Aren't you glad we study the Bible? Now watch. The rapture is secret. The rapture is in mystery. Christ just comes in the air. He doesn't come all the way to earth. He calls up those that put their faith in Him. We're raised in a moment of a twinkling eye, 1 Corinthians 15, 51. It's a mystery. The Bible says people are not going to know when Christ comes in the air. But 7 years later, after the rapture, 7 years later, Christ is going to come back to the earth, right to the Mount of Olives. And when He does, Ed, everybody's going to see Him come. See, that's why the rapture is a mystery, but His revelation, revealed. See, Christ will be revealed to all the world in His revelation. And there's a difference between the rapture and the revelation. The rapture happens 7 years before the revelation, and it's only for Christians. And it's when we're snatched out, and no, it's like the Bible refers to it as a thief. He comes when you're not expecting it. And the people say, wow, what happened? They stole Him away. Are you with me? Now watch. Look at Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Christ. Look at 1:7. Behold, He cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see Him. Well, that's not referring, Brian, to the rapture. So we know, because we're studying Bible, there's two different things. Are you with me? And we know, Brother Young, that in the revelation, He comes back to the earth. Zechariah 14, you study, we can't turn to it. You study Zechariah 14, it talks about His literal return right to the earth. Revelation 19, you start with verse 11 all the way down. It's talking about his return to the earth, literally, with us behind him as armies behind him. By the way, that's also called, and what they say in Revelation 16:16, Armageddon. You'll hear that word. Armageddon is related to when Christ comes back in his revelation. But we've already been with Christ for 7 years. See, before I ever see Christ on this earth, I'm going to see him in the air first. And so, Eddie, if a guy comes up and says, hey, I'm the Savior, I'm going to say, oh, you can't be. Because I ain't seen you yet. And I'm supposed to see you in the air before I see you down here. And also, Eddie, can I give you another thought? Audience, get this? We will have a glorified body, Eddie. When we see Jesus, we'll be up in heaven. He's going to give us a glorified body. And so, Eddie, if a guy comes down here on earth and says, hey, I'm Jesus, say, you can't be. First of all, I ain't seen you in the clouds, and I ain't been in glory with you yet. That's all, folks. Let me close this out. Look back at Matthew 24. I'll leave one more script and I'll close. You'd be surprised how many Christians might get taken and say, I wonder if that really is the Messiah over there. According to Scripture, it can't be. I know that Rabbi's a good, wonderful man. And I think he's a holy man. And I believe with all my heart he was sincere. But he was sincerely wrong. And it could be the Messiah, but not the real Messiah. Because the real Messiah, he'll come down from heaven. He won't come in secret. He's coming on a big white horse. See, the Jews thought their Messiah would come on a conquering horse. Conquering. He came in a little donkey as a lamb. But the next time he comes, he's coming back King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Can anyone say amen? Well, look at Matthew chapter 24 and I'll stop. And verse 30, and I'll close this out. And then shall appear the sign. I love them signs, amen. But remember now, the Jews require a sign, but the Greeks, we seek after wisdom. Ruthie, we don't require a sign. We don't need a sign. Are you with me? And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. How many see that? That is the revelation of Christ. That's why I told you this whole Matthew 24 is a tribulation passage. This is referring to the end of the tribulation. Matthew, we're going out 7 years before the tribulation. Jesus said in Revelation 4:1, I'll keep you from that. Revelation 3:10 says, I'll keep you from that hour. Revelation 4:1 says, come up hither. We go up, the tribulation starts. We go up. Thessalonians chapter 2 says, around verse 7, then shall that wicked one be revealed. The Antichrist won't be revealed till we're taken out. How many understand what I'm trying to tell you? When we're taken out, then the Antichrist will be revealed. Yes, people will call him the Messiah. But he really isn't. Because the real Messiah, when he's revealed, he'll come from heaven with vengeance. And by the way, the Jews will take him in that day. And so, the question is, how will we know? We'll know because we'll see him as he is. We'll see him face to face. And Jackie, we won't see him in Israel. We won't see him in America. We won't see him. You're right. You're right, Mom. We won't see him in Africa, Germany, France, London. No, they don't see nothing over there anyways. It's too grainy and foggy. we're going to see him in the air. And so let me say this to you. You're going to hear a lot of things. There's a lot of things heading our way. You're going to hear wars and rumors of wars, famines and things. And you're going to hear about Christ. Don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in it. Because he said, when you hear about that Christ is in the desert or in the outer in the chambers, believe it not. And the reason we believe it not is, number one, he told us to believe it not. And number two, we know when we're going to see him is going to be in the air. How many can say amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we've had. Pray that we would understand. Lord, we're going to see a lot of, there'll be a lot of headliners in the papers, and there'll be a lot of, Nightline will no doubt be making special things about people that called the Messiah. And we thank you for the Messiah, and I thank you for Israel. I thank you for the Jewish people. Lord, God bless Israel. God bless Jerusalem. And I pray that they'll really see who the real Messiah is. The Messiah that died for their sins at Calvary, right outside of Jerusalem. And Lord, I pray that the Jews will look to the Son of God who loved them and died for them, just like he did us. Lord, we're thankful for the Jews. Romans, the book of Romans teaches, because of their unbelief, you allowed us to be grafted, us Gentiles be grafted in. So be not high-minded, you Gentiles. It's only by the grace of God that he allowed us to be grafted in. And only because of the temporary unbelief of the Jews. So Lord, I pray that you'll bless Israel, protect them. God, we love, may our country always stand with Israel. Lord, bless Israel today. Bless all the people there. And help them to see the real Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. And Lord, I pray that Christians would not be taken to and fro with every wind of doctrine, and that they would not be tormented by when will we see him. Lord, they know for sure when we're going to see him, and we're going to see him for a surety in the air. And Father, lastly, I pray if there's anyone here that's never trusted you as Savior, Lord, that they'll see you, they'll get saved, so they won't be left behind for that worst time the world's ever going to see, that 7-year tribulation. The worst time the world's ever going to see is coming up. I wonder, with their heads bowed and their eyes closed, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure. I know for sure I'm saved. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure that if Christ comes, I'll go up in the rapture. I know I'm going to be taken up. Thank you. You may put him down. Would there be any that would say, Pastor, I really don't know. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that today? Pastor, I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure if Christ came back in the clouds right now, I'd go up. I don't want to be left behind. Would you pray for me? Include me in that prayer. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. But I promise I'll pray for you. Won't save you. But I'll encourage you to draw closer to God and let God know that you care about your soul. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Preacher, would you include me in that prayer? Pray for me. Who'd say that? I'm not sure I'm saved. Pray for me. Anyone like that this morning? Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure if Christ came up in the clouds and called us in the rapture, I'd go. I don't want to be left behind. Pray for me, preacher. If you have any doubts, let me encourage you. Today is a day of salvation. Christian, let me encourage you to live for him while you can. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what done for Christ will last. He's coming. He's coming. Oh, they might say there's a lot of things. They say that Christ is already here, but he really hasn't arrived yet. Until he does, let's work for him. Because night cometh when no man can work. Father, we thank you that you love us and that we look forward to your return. Help us to live every day knowing that today could be the day that the trump of God will sound and we'll rise up to meet you in the air. Oh God, what a glorious day that's going to be. We pray as John did in the book of Revelation. Please come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come. With Patreon David.